Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about an entrepreneurship program that's going to be held, Iowa Western Community College, and the Small Business Development Center Director, Sue Pitts, is with us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about a program coming up yet this month. Sue, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, not too bad. The Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour. That's not easy to spell, but it sounds like...
Or say, that's right.
But it sounds like it should be very informational for folks.
Yes. Yeah. It's an event that... we are bringing in, it's an event that's actually a national event that goes to college campuses. And it is designed for young entrepreneurs needing that inspiration to get started or wanting to hear from other entrepreneurs that started really young. Of course, it doesn't exclude just, you know, anyone else besides young people. It is geared toward young people, but it would be fun for really anyone that has been interested in entrepreneurship and thinking up new ideas. So it's young and energetic and will be a lot of fun.
Well, we hear more and more all the time how it's getting difficult for college seniors to graduate and then jump right into the workforce. And in some cases, the workforce has changed dramatically in the 4 years that they spent in college when they thought they already knew kind of what field they wanted to go into. So are a lot of them just deciding, maybe I should just go out and try to strike gold on my own and try to start something myself?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that there's a big... you know, kind of fever at college campuses to do that. You know, everyone's kind of talking about startups and the next Google and things like that. And I think when you're in, you know, in Facebook, and Mark Zuckerberg did it in college, and I think it's an opportune time in a way when you're in college because you can get a team of people that think the same and have some brains on them, and you know, you can get your coders and your marketers, and you have some downtime. I mean, you're studying and really busy, but you also have some time, you know, get a team together and they're not expecting a paycheck. So it's a little different than, you know, me starting a startup and I need to hire you. You're going to want a paycheck. So I think it's an opportune time in college to kind of look at those cool ideas and those startups. And I think that's why we do see some coming out. And of course, we see startups coming in all ages because it's a great thing to do right now. And the economy is great for it and lots of opportunities with technology and the internet to lend itself to so many different ideas.
Well, in some cases, too, before they are burdened by the necessities of life, you know, the mortgages,
right,
and family responsibilities and all those kinds of things that come later. Now is the time, I suppose, when they're young like that, that they are kind of untethered and have an opportunity to maybe try some things.
Right. They can take some risks.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is not just for the young.
No. Absolutely not. No, we, you know, it's a great event to inspire anyone, and I think it would be a great for anyone, you know, in business, looking at extending the market, you know, just coming up with different ideas. Trends will be talked about, you know, things that these entrepreneurs have done, you know, but it is high energy, and the entrepreneurs all made their, you know, I think usually with the Extreme Entrepreneurship event, I think they make their first million before they're 25. I think that's what they kind of say. So they're younger entrepreneurs that made things happen young, but that certainly doesn't mean that it wouldn't inspire anyone. So it's a great event, and it's a free event and available here at the college. So, yes, it's open for absolutely everybody and anybody, and I think it would inspire anyone. The way it's set up is there's two keynotes, and then there's a workshop done by one of the entrepreneurs, and the entrepreneurs are EJ Carrion and Brittany Hodak, both of new startup companies. And EJ will take it on after their keynotes and do a workshop with the crowd. So it's very interactive, and we're doing a workshop called Idea Generation. So it's just about thinking about innovation and thinking creatively.
Well, you talk about the value of this type of information, and you're able to do this as a free event.
Right. Right, and so the economic development arm of Iowa Western Community College, we have different departments that work with the community and our small businesses. In fact, my department is a free resource for small businesses in our communities, in our seven counties, helping, you know, free resource to help start a business, write business plans, do websites, you know, help people do all that, you know, get them trained and get the resources. So that is, and then we also have different economic development arms that reach out and try to develop the students and to develop their thinking so that they're entrepreneurial thinking. So we have a lot of different programs that are coming together to be able to hold this for both the community and the college.
Yeah, so this really fits right into your overall mission.
Yes, it really does.
Yeah. And do you get a lot of contact from folks around the area looking for startup businesses? Is that still very popular today?
Yeah, I mean, I work with anyone that's interested in starting up a business, and you're going to get anything from, you know, someone wanting to create the best, next best app, to someone that wants to make their grandma's recipe in their kitchen and sell it, or, you know, open up a restaurant. So we see all sorts of different businesses, but we really haven't gone down in the types of, in our numbers. The Small Business Development Center sees about 300 businesses a year in over 800 hours, and only limited by our resources here. So we just actually hired another full-time person, so that could double. So it's not for lack of people wanting help with their businesses. So, no, I mean, it's expanding and growing and becoming more popular because the risk seems to be going away. The credit is easier to get with banks.
Well, there's so many programs out there these days that, yeah, if you can minimize the risk and make a decent shot at it, especially if you're young and untethered, as we said,
right,
then you've minimized all that risk. Why not give it a shot? If it's something you really want to do, why go through life with all those what-ifs?
But and you say young and untethered, but the second up-and-coming group of entrepreneurs is our baby boomers, so 50-plus. So we have a lot of baby boomers coming up with innovative ideas or opening up restaurants, and we work a lot with them.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, this particular session, this is nothing new. They've been doing this for a while. It's kind of polished.
Yes. Yeah, the Extreme Entrepreneur, we first had them come, and I believe it was 2009. And I may be wrong on that, but that's the last time that they're at our Western, but they've been doing this, you know, since earlier than that, and then every year at different college campuses, from community colleges to larger four-year colleges. So it's a great event, and it really, you know, it's free, and all it takes is, you know, community members and students' time just to come in and check it out.
So what do you expect the feedback from this after this presentation has completed? Do you expect to hear back from a lot of these folks that attended looking for that next step?
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, I think if we, you know, if we got paid for our services, I think this would be a great marketing tool, you know, to get these people to say, you know, there's a lot of different services in Iowa Western, so please come back and use them, and we certainly want them to. We want, you know, we want to see students. We want to see Iowa Western have the next best great, you know, app out there that gets $1 million, you know, from Google or something like that. So we'd love to see that, or anyone from our community for that matter, but I think that's definitely a goal, is that we want them to understand all the different opportunities that are at Iowa Western and in this community to help them.
You bet. Well, this is coming up on Thursday, September 25th. Can you give them the details?
Yes, it's September 25th, like you said, at Iowa Western in Council Bluffs at Loft Hall. So when you're coming into campus, it's the very first set of buildings, and the signage is very good, and we'll have signs too. It's from 1 to 4. You can start registering on campus at noon. You can also pre-register at extremetour.org/IWCC.
Very good. And there is no fee. It's a free event.
Yes.
You just like them to pre-register, so you kind of
have
an
idea. If they could, because it would probably take, you know, if not, show up a little bit earlier than 1, because the event will start promptly at 1.
Okay. Will there be some take-home materials with it, too?
Yes, there'll definitely be take-home materials. And I did forget to mention the last part of the event is a panel of local entrepreneurs. And we have a great mix of some tech businesses, some young startups, and a retail business that sits on Main Street here in Council Bluffs that has done some fabulous things. So we have a good, you know, lesson from just local entrepreneurs as well.
Excellent. Well, I suppose at any time, if anybody within your service area has any questions or maybe has some thoughts about maybe their own future and doesn't quite know how to follow through on that, your center would be a place to start.
Yes, that would be. And then they can go to iowasbdc.org, and they'll find my services. And my name is Sue Pitts.
Very good. Sue Pitts is the director of the Small Business Development Center at Iowa Western Community College. And again, that event coming up on Thursday, September 25th, and that is on campus from 1 to 4 p.m., and they hope to get a good number of people there, maybe some great new ideas. Sue, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck.
Thank you so much.